Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatsky. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Shannon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueschel moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueschel scores. Sawatsky moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is hit by the pitch. Sawatsky moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult is walked intentionally. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sawatsky hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0-1 in the game. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-1 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thacker moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mizell fields it and throws to home to get Thacker. Taylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Ashburn scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Mutual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-2 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thacker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Thacker settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thacker. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Walt Morin pinch hits for Lou Johnson. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Sawatzki and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. George Altman now playing right field. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shannon scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thacker hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial is called out on strikes. One out. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Bill White now playing first base. Hal Smith now catching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.